Welcome to Bible Basics with the Sturgeon Bay Moravian Church in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. It's good to have you with us for this episode about the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is an anthology or a collection of sayings and stories. Its purpose is to help people become wise and to become more righteous or more godly. It comes from an oral culture that was passed down that had old ancestral wisdom and was finally written down. It probably its roots may go all the way back to Egypt. And because it's so old and because it comes from that ancient oral trend culture that it can be difficult to apply to today's world, if you will. The Hebrew title, which is Masal, means wisdom, but actually even a little more than that. It's has tones of the words comparison and mastery in with it. It claims to be written by Solomon, but it probably was not, although some parts of it could track all the way back to Solomon. It definitely is a collection, and it definitely was compiled over several centuries, not just written down at one time. The final editing probably took place sometime around 300 BCE or a little after. If you read the Septuagint, the Greek version of the Hebrew Bible, you'll notice that it's a little different than our Bibles, which come from directly from the Hebrew. So there are some significant, actually, word differences. There are some problems associated with it. And the biggest one probably for us is that it's very patriarchal. It comes from a very male-oriented society. And so the masculine is reflected throughout, and you have to be able to read all those he's and hims and sons and not get your hackles up and understand that they're referring to all people. It's just that in their society that was it was very male oriented. And I say that although there is an exception in that there is several sections that talk about Lady Wisdom or Sophia, which obviously is female. Chapters 1 through 9 are instructions to a son. So like I say, if you want to say instructions to a child, that would probably work. And Proverbs assumes that a child's growth and wisdom comes from parents. And so it's not always easy to apply that to our culture today, because to a large degree, we believe, or at least we act like, a child's growth and wisdom is supposed to come from school and not necessarily from parents. So wisdom is not just learning in Proverbs. Wisdom is the ability to make right decisions, and a lot of that comes from the influence of parents. It kind of gives, these first 9 chapters give a moral map, if you will, of the world. And it's a different world than the one we live in. So some of the things, as I keep saying, will not apply. The Book of Wisdom or the Book of Proverbs, rather, presents wisdom as love that has limits and freedom to do things that also comes with fear of things that one cannot do, and a life lived within boundaries or within a law. So wisdom is not something that opens up the whole world. Wisdom is partly, at least, recognizing limits. Chapters 10 through 15 compare the righteous and the wicked. And these proverbs are almost always situational. So, you know, it's kind of like if the shoe fits, wear it type thing. And because of that, they can be contradictory. From 10 through chapters 10 through 22, which overlaps with this 10 through 15, they are antithetical. And in other words, they'll have a positive statement and then a negative statement. So, for instance, Proverbs 13:8 says, "A man's riches may ransom his life, but a poor man hears no threat." And 9 would say, "The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out." And it's that kind of stuff. "He who ignores discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever heeds correction is honored." So these are antithetical statements in Proverbs. And like I said, sometimes they are applicable and sometimes they are not. Chapter 16 through 22 describe God-given freedoms and present life as being a journey that you travel through. Chapters 23 through 24 give the sayings of the wise. And the bedrock of all these sayings is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the Lord in Proverbs is the word used for Yahweh. So this isn't the God El or Elohim, God Most High. This is Yahweh, the Lord that gave his name to Moses. And so from that God, from that understanding of that one God, comes the beginning of all wisdom. And atheism is presented as being folly. So there's a comparison, if you will, between wisdom and folly. And wisdom can be seen in people by the things that they do, and folly can be seen in people by the things that they do. But at the core for wise decisions and for wise people is fear of the Lord, and for folly is a disregarding of the law. Chapters 25 through 29 talk about God as a king and as a head of a court. They talk about the running of a government and conflicts within that government. Chapter 30 gives curses and numerical sayings. And then and at the very end, chapter 31, the King Lemuel, and tells the story of King Lemuel and the valiant woman. And scholars suppose that he's speaking about his mother. And she tells him that he needs to defend the poor and needs to find a good wife. If he can do those two things, that would be a wise way to live. So if you look at 31:30, it talks about his search for the perfect wife and gives some information about what a good wife would be. So it says, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate." So it's the time-honored, if you will, instruction that beauty is only skin deep, and we should look for a wife or a husband or a partner who has wisdom and who does good works. As I said, Lady Wisdom is presented in Proverbs in chapter 8 as being as being present when God created the world. So God actually created the world through Lady Wisdom. And it's very similar if you read the prologue to the Gospel of John, the description of the Logos or the Word of God, which is a name given for Jesus, is very, very similar to the description in Proverbs of Lady Wisdom. In fact, they have just about the same characteristics. They both were with God before the world was created. They were the instrument through which God created the world. And they bring peace and righteousness to the world. So that's the book of Proverbs, a quick look at it. There's a lot in it. And as I said, it's good to remember that not all Proverbs apply all the time. And there are some Proverbs that are a couple thousand years old or more and don't apply to us no matter what we try to do with them. So we shouldn't try to shove all these things into our life. And some of them will not be true. For instance, we have to look for what the purpose of them is and not just what they say. And as an example, most of us learn when we're little kids, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. The purpose of teaching that to kids and teaching kids to use that as a defense against people who are calling them bad names is so that they won't be hurt by as much by the bad names, and they can learn to deal with people who are speaking ill of them. But the fact is that it's not true. Sticks and stones, of course, do hurt, but names will hurt even more, and usually the hurt from being called nasty things, particularly if it's by someone who you respect or love or want to love you, can last for a whole lifetime. It can scar a person forever. So you have to remember that all these proverbs have reasons and a lesson that they're trying to teach. And it's not necessarily the truth of the exact words or the exact proverbs that matters. So I hope with that you enjoy your reading of Proverbs, and we will continue on with the wisdom books with Ecclesiastes next time.